Update. Orillia OPP say a Keswick man has been charged in the wake of a serious boat personal watercraft collision Friday evening. One driver of a personal watercraft was transported by Orange to a Toronto area trauma center with serious, life-threatening injuries. The Orillia OPP entered an impaired operation investigation, and a second personal watercraft operator has been charged. Michael Pelikes, 60, of Keswick, has been charged with operation while impaired, alcohol, operation while impaired 80+. There is a high police presence on Lakeshore Road West, and members of the community are asked to avoid the area. Original story. One man was airlifted to a Toronto trauma center after suffering serious injuries in a personal watercraft boat collision on Lake Simcoe Friday evening. Orillia OPP are investigating what they are calling a serious collision on the lake. Orillia OPP Const. Derek Tilley said a Sea-Doo collided with a boat parked at the dock of a residence on Lakeshore Road West in Oromadont Township at about 6 p.m. Friday evening. It's not clear what was the cause of the collision, Tilley told reporters at the scene. In addition to the male who was injured, two other males are in police custody, Tilley said. However, Tilley could not provide further details, noting the investigation is in its early stages. He said a marine collision is intricate, due to various factors, and said it was unknown how long the probe will take. While he couldn't speculate on the cause of Friday's crash, he said, typically, such collisions occur when people are not familiar with their boat or the waterway, or could be influenced by speeding or related to alcohol. It's not known if the personal watercraft was owned by the individuals involved, but Tilley did say it was not a rental unit. The identities of those involved have not been released, Tilley said. He urges boaters and those on and in the water to be safe, to refrain from drinking and boating, to avoid speeding, and to always wear life jackets.